Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast about all that crap we love to talk about on ye old brawls. I'm Ronnie Caron from Trash Talk TV and the Rose Pricks Bachelor podcast, which came back this week and is so much fun. Go listen to it. And here I am with my trusty little handsome, sparkly-eyed partner, Ben Mandelker of the B-Side blog and the Banta Blinda. Hello, Ben.
Hello, hello, hello. How's it going?
Ben, your personality is delicious as the lamb gyro I just bought off the street.
Oh, Ronnie, that is so sweet of you. That is very, very sweet. It's almost like that touch of sweetness in the turkey bacon I just ate.
Pussy.
It's not as good as a lamb gyro. I'm sorry. That's all I have.
Pussy,
that's all I have
okay.
to contribute.
I'm enjoying making people uncomfortable on the airplane. It's the best thing about traveling. I'm like, does my muffin top bother you? Good. Okay, enjoy your next 6 hours. Biatch.
I am contemplating whether or not I should change over my social media handles from B-Side Blog to just Ben Mandelker. You know, because I don't really blog that much anymore. And I was going through some old posts today because I got some weird security thing saying the Google ad isn't showing up on this post because there's something random. It got flagged. Some post from, like, 2010 where I was making fun of, like, Danielle Staub. And I was reading it, and I was like, ugh. I don't like this anymore. Like, I don't like this post. It's like written in this catty way that I don't feel like really reflects who I am. And it's like not funny to me anymore. I'm like, maybe I kind of just feel like just closing down wholesale sections of my blog that just do not reflect me anymore. And I'm like, maybe I should just move away from being a blogger and being a full-fledged podcaster.
Just remember that when you pick a new name, make it like kind of easy. You know?
Ben Mandelker is probably not that easy to remember.
Well, but it is your name. Like, people should remember
it is my name,
Ben
Mandelker.
So.
But no one knows how to spell it, so that could be a problem.
Yeah, I called you Ben Mandekler for, I think, 5 years when I first met you.
All right, so maybe I'll keep it as B-Side Blog now.
But, you
I'll
know, I am B-Side dumb. Blog. I am dumb, though, too, so.
Yeah, that's
true. Oh, God,
well,
that's like a whole
dumb.
Conversation.
You're not dumb.
I feel like this is a bonus episode conversation because we could do this for an hour. Like,
yeah, we will.
I will get on
we'll
URL, like the URL finder, and be like, "Who's got that name?" That's my favorite new thing to do. I'll come up with different products and just see if anybody's found the name, like Schmoritos.
Well, we'll circle back to it maybe on next week's bonus episode, which we will also be talking about. Hopefully, we'll be talking a little bit about Twin Peaks on that episode, which will be really fun because the show is crazy. The show is real crazy.
Yeah, I'll be watching that. And right now, we have Below Deck Mediterranean.
Which is basically like Twin Peaks on water, you know?
Instead of the little midget dancing or the little the dwarf person dancing
person.
in the red room, it's just like Max going, "I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. Everyone's smarter than me." And no one really knows why he's there or what he's doing, but
yeah. He's basically Below Deck's answer to the blob of flesh on the tree. You'll understand. You'll understand.
That's the flesh me as blob. A tree. I'm like, ugh. Even as a tree, I'd be like, "I'm so fat. I'm eating a lamb gyro." And they're like, "Damn, that tree's really self-sabotaging."
To be fair, Max does sort of sound like he's in the red room, the way he talks. He's like, "Yush, the yacht, we, tiendur."
Yeah, they record Max's lines with him reading backwards and then play them forwards, like on that show.
Tiendur?
It's all saying, like, "Satan, Satan," like if your meemaw could hear it, she'd be like, "That is saying Satan." Whenever somebody plays a record backwards, they're trying to drag you down to hell with them. Like, okay, Ramona. Okay, so let's get on with this. This
let's
opens with Max, our sweet little dwarf.
Sweet little Twin Peaks Red Room figure.
Sandy has put two anchors down, and she's like, because, you know, it'll make them feel like they're on a beach castle in the middle of an ocean of Castle Rock.
They're in their own slutty sanctuary. A sanctuary for Mr. Skin and the Naked News, you know?
First thing you think of when you see a bunch of pairs of silicone bobbing around under those homely little faces. Sanctuary.
Sanctuary.
They need a sanctuary by the rocks. But unfortunately, while they're tied onto the rocks, the wind came a-blowing and now is pushing the boat right into the rocks.
And
so,
Max is in there. She's like, get in that boat and then put your little tender in between the boat and the rocks, Max, okay?
And you just got to push. He's like, what? I just got to push? And then Sandy just turns to Wiz and goes, you got to work on him. Has he been getting enough rest? He looks a little sleepy-eyed. Has he had Branzino recently?
By the way, I totally ordered Branzino Friday night, and I thought of Sandy.
You want me getting back to crashing between the butt and the rope? That didn't seem very well, but I'll do it to tell me, because I'm new, and that's what I do. I'm green.
So he does it, and Hannah's like, I'm worried that we might crash, and I'll get slapped with some silicone in my head.
And Mr. Skin, meanwhile, is like, what's going on? And Wiz is like, well, I once heard a story about a man who fell asleep while he was on watch, and the boat wound up on the beach. Isn't that crazy? And Sandra Bullock was on it, too.
What would you guys do if everyone fell asleep and then the boat was just drifting away? And Max was like, or Wes was like, that would be nuts. Did I tell you about the time I got a C on my test? My dad said, you bad little boy. And I said, I'm sorry, Dad. He was so mad at me. I'm the rebel.
I said, I couldn't be more proud to have a son like you, even if you have a C. Because you know what a C means? There's room for improvement. And I said, gosh, Dad, huh. What an awkward, tense moment for us.
So how about you? Is your real name Mr. Skin? No, I changed it. You're a rebel. You're like me.
Did you change it to Ellis Island? Was it Mr. Skinowitz?
One time I got a gold star for getting my homework on time, and I took it off just to watch my dad get real mad at me and say, Max, you're a rebel. Damn it, it's Wiz.
Wiz. And then I put the star back on. He said, oh, you got me, Wiz. And I said, I know, Dad. Aren't I naughty? He said, yes, you are. It's like the time you took the vase and put it on the counter and set the table. I said, where's the vase? And then you said, I took the vase, Dad. And he's left and left and left.
One time I watched the film about me called The Wiz. And people were singing, he's on down the road. And I did just that. What a rebel.
Lauren is, you know, Lauren, the one from the hospitality industry who dated Bobby, she is spiraling. She spends pretty much the entire episode ironing in a fit of emotions.
And crying, and she's basically saying Bobby's being mean to her.
Yeah, so she's like, Bobby's a dick. And Bobby, meanwhile, he's also going through an existential crisis. He just feels alone and sad. His only friend is Hannah, and he's messed that up. And blah.
Yeah, because they're at a table together, and Bobby's just staring at Hannah like, so you want me to say like, whoa, or wow? And Hannah's just like ignoring him while she eats, and she's eating as big as possible.
just to get out of there.
When she gets up, she's like licking her fingers. Rub it in, Hannah. And he's like, I'm so alone right now. Hannah's the only friend. I fucked it up. I just want my hand back.
He's like, you know what they say, on a yacht, no one can hear you scream. That was a callback to him being the alien monster.
So,
because it was Alien Covenant this weekend. We didn't realize how timely our joke was, did we?
Yeah, exactly, right? You see, yeah. Movie tie-ins. We're like the real Bravo. Tie-ins.
So, yeah, if Alien wants to advertise to get people filling those seats, just advertise here on the Below Deck podcast.
Here's Phaedra and Candy to talk about the alien. Girl, that was so scary. So meanwhile, Lauren is crying. Lauren is like, oh my God, Bobby's being mean to me. And Bug says, well, I think that it might be because you and Bobby still have feelings for each other. It's like, no, he's not. He doesn't have feelings for me. He's mean to me, and he's soiling my name. Oh, he soiled my name worse than the football team soiled my uniform.
I'm like, Lauren, what name do you have? I barely remember that you're on this show.
Lauren, the name Lauren.
I can't even buy a clean keychain anymore with my name on it. They're all soiled.
It has been besmirched. So speaking of soiled, the girls are the Mr. Skin girls are naked paddle boarding, and then
I loved watching that girl suntan lotion her nipples. I've never really thought about that before.
Yeah, you got it.
They already seem like tan, you know, because they're a different color. But she's like, nope, I'm going to rub this suntan lotion on this nipple. Wait more. Okay, now more on the other one. It's like, God, these cameramen really love watching suntan lotion go on nipples.
Yeah, they were definitely enjoying it. They were probably hired by the Invite Only crew to take care of Emily's situation. They're like, well, you have experience blurring things out. Can we get you over here to be on the Emily squad?
Lauren's like, I didn't even get an invite. What am I doing here? Everybody hates me. I'm going to iron.
So they invite Sandy to dinner, and, you know, even though it's going to be a sexy dinner, but Sandy's like, okay, it's nothing I can't handle. I'll just take a big nap before dinner, and I'll be in a great mood.
Wow, what an honor. Let me tell you, someone's inviting me to dinner with a bunch of whores who cut out their faces to put Angelina Jolie's in. I'm in. Should I wear a tux?
So then we have sad music, and it's Bobby. He's sad. He continues to be sad. It's like the tears of misogynist. And he decides now is the time to make amends. So he pulls Hannah to the side and is like, can I talk to you? She's like, I want Bobby, make it quick. So he is basically like, oh, I jumped to conclusions, but I wish you sold it more that Lauren was lying. I was like, what sort of apology is that?
Yeah, she wrote bad commercial copy for however she was trying to defend herself. What an idiotic thing to say. I wish you'd sold it different. Idiot.
Yeah.
She wasn't selling it. She was like trying to defend against a refund. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like two different things.
He's like he's trying to be accountable and yet blame her also for why he was not accountable before. Like, it's not my fault I blew up. I was just reacting because he didn't sell it hard enough. And she's like, I'm your friend and that should sell it enough.
She's like, I told her was I didn't appreciate the fact that you were supposed to go on a date with her and then you invited two whores, which makes you a whore, which why would anyone want to be with that? That's all I said, Bob.
And the thing is that, like, Bobby, he's just shifting his rage from one woman to another. Like, he's still not seeing that this is such a stupid issue, and he's now he's mad that Lauren's a liar, and he's doing that facile way of being let off the hook, going, I'm not perfect, I make mistakes. I'm like, yeah, but you're
still
not apologizing for leading a witch hunt against this girl Lauren, and then also going after Hannah, your friend.
It's like Charles Manson going into court and being like, well, sorry, I'm not perfect. And they're like, okay, not guilty. At least he knows it.
If I knew Sharon Tate was Roman Polanski's girlfriend, I never would have killed her. I mean, it's just a misunderstanding.
Sorry, all right, I'm not perfect. Ugh. So she she forgives him, but then she kind of cries. She's like, Bobby, you know, I just love you so much. And then she goes, well, I listen to Bobby, but he's burnt me one too many times, and I'm very wary of Bobby now. No, you're not, because if you were ever wary of Bobby, you wouldn't have even gone out with him in New York. Like, you should have been wary a long time. That girl's like a fire alarm that goes off when everybody else is already, like, ashes, you know?
If you were wary of Bobby, you would have already put him into an escape pod and sent him out into space where he could explode.
And then it just keeps intercutting to Lauren, like, ah! She irons. She's like,
She's like quietly turning into Rocky, but without the fun.
Yeah, without the fucking mermaid tail.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, if you're not going to be writhing around on a beach
and singing songs through your pain,
I have no time for you.
So then now it's time for dinner. It's cooking dinner, yada, yada, yada. And we see the tablescape, which has a distinct lack of seashells, beads, and pebbles. So Kate Chastain would not approve. Thank you very much.
Kate Chastain's like, I'm going to write a blog about this. So
at what point do you guys want me to come on the yacht and fix all your mistakes? Just tell me. Okay, thanks.
I feel a spinoff book coming on. So
I thought you said I thought there was more to the sentence. I'm sorry.
Cause that's how Kate talks. She's like, because I have a da 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 da.
Sorry. I was doing my impersonation of Kate laughing.
Yeah. Kate wrote, this is Kate doing an ROFL. We're going to talk to her soon. I'm waiting for the season. We're going to talk to her, both her and Hannah, because, we have to obviously meet Hannah because that's going to be so much fun. But also, yeah. I want it to be when the season just goes cuckoo because yeah. we're only on episode 4. They've almost crashed like a lot of times.
Yeah, they've had a lot of anger problems.
Bobby's already cried his mother or called his mother sobbing.
But this is nothing because, you know, this is below deck. The first half of the season is like the slow boil, and the second half is when the shit just goes nuts.
Yeah, and the end is just like those boils on your butt. You're just like, drain it already.
So then, speaking about boils on the butt, Bobby starts showing a video to Max. It's a video of like him turning a fire extinguisher on one of his buddies who's trying to shit in peace. And Bobby's like, look how funny. So I guess, oh, God, we got a Gallagher over there.
Look at this video I made. I put a banana peel on the ground and a lady fell down. Bro, it's still going. Bro, it's still going. And then the guy's in the shower and he's like, yeah, there's a lot of juice in it. Bro, it's still
Look,
going.
I poured bleach and ammonia on him. So, meanwhile, Lauren is still crying on the ironing board. And now Hannah, since now that Hannah's been apologized to, she doesn't give a shit anymore. So she's just like, life is hard. Get over it. Life is
hard. Life is hard as a hard candy. So suck it. Get over it. Suck it up.
Listen, life is hard just like a shirt should be after it's been properly starched. Get to it.
Life is... Hey, Lauren, you're like a box of chocolates. Every one of you tastes like shit just dying.
Life is like a box of chocolates, and if they all want chocolates, no one wants them anyway, and that's what you are. Get into it.
Lauren's like, oh, Hannah,
I don't even like chocolate.
Hannah, I feel like I'm sinking into a dark hole. I'm sinking into a dark hole. It's called quicksand. Now iron it out of the shirt before everybody notices, you idiot.
It's called the dryer. Get your head out of it. So then Bugs is like, well, I like to have more of a hands-on approach when I deal with people who will see it, so I'm going to go talk to you a little bit. So I don't know why I did that. I just felt like I needed to differentiate Bugs' voice from Hannah's voice, so I just made it higher.
I'll roll with it, too.
A good way to move into it. So Bugs is like, so Lauren, what's wrong? And Lauren's like, well, Bobby, I'm like from the hospitality industry, and Bobby like has soiled my name and soiled and poop, and you know, I'm doing laundry. It's just too close.
Stain stick.
And Bugs is like, oh, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. By the way, my grains just soiled. So, yes, you and Bobby, I'm so sorry. I guess that's the real tragedy here. Is that an annoying voice? If I just made it just super annoying.
It's just annoying that I'm just sitting here laughing like Satan the whole day. That's all I'm doing during this episode.
I just feel like Bugs is going to send us another picture with a strange, like cyber crayon on it and be like, this is what that voice sounds like on me drawn. And I'm excited for it.
I like send more of a hands-on approach. All right, tell me about your feelings, my granddad. All right, keep ironing then.
Lauren's like, it's so unfair that this is happening to me. Bugs is like, again? My grand's died and I'm on a boat and I was very close to her, but yes, you're the real victim here.
I feel like I'm drowning. My grand just drowned. That's not a very nice thing to say. So Malia in the kitchen, so she's helping the chef because Hannah's like, could you help me? I've got little crazy cray over there crying all over our uniforms. In the meantime, could you maybe help me and be a stew tonight? And Malia's like, all right. And the chef's like, yeah, you can never get too much Hannah time.
Malia time, you mean?
Yeah, I'm making some booby cakes. Yeah, Malia, yeah. Let me touch yours and make sure they're the proper shape. Is one bigger than the other? About to find out, my little cupcake.
Malia's like, yeah, I can help out. I mean, all I have to do is, you know, be on watch for our two anchors. I mean, what's the worst that could happen? We're going to twirl around all night in the wind and they'll get tied up and we'll be delayed by 8 hours. I mean, really. At least as long as those fondant nipples come out nicely, that's my priority.
He's like, hey, I just want to say thank you for not being Bugsy. Thanks.
I heard that. It was nice.
Thanks for not stacking everything. I like my chargers spread out and cleared at an appropriate rate.
Thank you for not forcing the bulls to be confined to a stacked space in the cupboard, because that is the last thing we need.
So then outside at dinner, Sandy joins for dinner, and she's like, "So, tell me about Mr. Skin. How'd you get started? What was the process? How'd you become such a perv, Mr. Skin?" He's like, "Well, I used to."
When did you start chronically masturbating? Let's start there.
When did you start chronically objectifying women for their breasts and vaginas? And let me tell you something. Thank you. She's like, "Well, you know, I always just loved watching movies, and I just would watch it for the nudity, and then I just started taking the nude parts and putting it on my own VHS, so I just had 2 hours of masturbation time, and I thought, hey, I can make a website of it. Now, 20 years later, I got this bitch on my side. She's still into me, and I got these four hoes. So, I mean, hey, great life, am I right?"
And now look at you. You were in Croatia, on a yacht, rested, AF. All right there.
Enjoy your duck
now, can
and
I
your
give
plant-based
you,
food, everyone.
Can I give you a little advice? These girls you have nice new boobs, but their faces need a rest, all of them. we've got a bunch of little baby cots back there. You could just, you know, maybe put them on there and set an alarm for 8 hours.
You know, I have to say, I really respect your naked news. And you know why? Because it's not on a 24-hour news cycle. It's just a few hours here and there, and the rest of the time, sleepy.
Man, you really go to prove the news is ugly.
This is why America's gone down the drain, 24-hour news. We can't have that. We need to have 2 hours of news, 8 hours of sleep, back to the news, okay?
When I watch your channel, I think the same thing as I think when I'm watching CNN. What a bunch of boobs. Get it, Mr. Skin? Get it? Hey, can I just call you Skin?
You know, when I was little, I wasn't really obsessed with movies, but I used to play a lot of video games, and my favorite one was Super Mario Brothers 2 because I love the way it ended with Mario in bed there, sleeping away, having a little dream. What a wonderful message to send the kids.
So do you get mad when you're at Chili's and you look on the appetizer menu and they're serving tater skins? You get money every time they sell one of those, Mr. Skin?
Does anyone ever try to put sour cream on you? Because I got to say, I can't have a tater skin without sour cream. It's like a potato that never had a nap. No one wants that.
So stupid. So,
my favorite part about cooking chicken is the 10 minutes after it comes out of the oven when it just gets to rest.
So then we cut to Chef, who's like still like, you know, touching these cupcakes he's making like they're actual boobs. He's like, "Oh, yeah, Molly." And he tells us, "Yeah, you know, I'm real reluctant to join another relationship." I'm like, "You're not reluctant. You're trying your best, and she will never have you. So let's stop trying to pretend that this is by choice, A."
Yeah.
And B, he's like, "My last relationship, I was with a Middle Eastern girl, but she didn't tell her parents about me because our cultures are so different." She didn't tell her parents about you because you live in a goddamn van, okay?
Because you're passive aggressive. That's why.
Yeah, and you have little beady meth eyes, okay? That's why she didn't tell them.
So then his inner dick starts to come out more because Hannah's like, "All right, okay, Sam wants his tofu and Sandy wants her chicken and this girl wants a shrimp." And so he's like, "Don't tell me their names. Just tell me what the cuisine. Just tell me tofu, tempeh, duck. Just do that, will you?" And I was like, "All right, you motherfucker, I'll just kick you in the middle of the night. That's all right."
She's like, "All right, no problem." Says Sam, who only eats meat. He's like, "God damn it." He's like, "Just stop."
And then he's like, "This dish needs something else. I wonder what it could be." And Bugs is like, "Oh, how about a little bit of lemon?" And he's like, "Ah, I knew you were in here for a reason, you dumb slag."
Yeah,
he's like,
"You've nailed it. You're like, only 99% as useless as I thought." What'd you say? I'm sorry, overtalker.
No, yours was much funnier. I just said, "I'm going to murder you someday." Which is the same thing. She's like,
hand me that parsley so I can shove it down your throat and hold my fist there until your breathing stops forever.
Oh, that's not nice. If there was an HR department here, they'd be getting a piece of me bugs of mind.
Oh, you're an asshole, aren't you? Okay.
So
I'm just going to turn her into Mrs. Padmore now.
Yeah, I think she's turning into Mrs. Padmore. I think that's the direction she's going, and that's the way it's going to be, because we've got too many South African Australian accents going on, and it's just out of control.
Yeah, it's like one of the chef's meals, just pure mush at this point.
So Bobby starts talking. Oh, so we cut to Bobby. He's talking to Max about, he's like, Lauren is just all drama. She's so untrustworthy. And Max's like, drama, drama, drama. I'm like, you know, you guys are the ones who are gossipy and untrustworthy, okay? Like, they're making it seem like she is the troublemaker. She's the drama. You're the ones who are gossiping about her and won't shut up. Like, what? Who the hell cares? She's just a girl ironing in the corner.
Yeah, he's and the you're one who's going out of your way to talk.
Yeah, exactly.
Multiple times.
Shut up.
Then is trying to turn everyone against her for having the audacity to give you a blowy or whatever happened over there. And then you're like, okay, go fuck Ben. And then all you do is talk to everybody about both of them. You're the biggest bitch, Bobby. I'm sure you know because you have the internet already.
Yeah.
But you're a bitch. Shut up.
Yeah. So Malia is, she's like helping out with service, but and she can't, they keep cutting back to the watch, the anchor watch, and no one's there. So we know bad things are going to happen. And then Hannah and Adam have another little, they have another little exchange when he when she clears the plates too quickly, and he's like, oh, geez, man, like they only were out there for like 30. I spent like 2 hours. You just like clear busted in like 30 seconds. She's like, well, I'm sorry they didn't want to have a bunch of shrimp shells in front of their faces. Makes their faces look bad. I don't know.
If you'd like me to just leave the empty plates there, they call it busing tables. They don't call it walking a mile in the snow uphill tables. Right?
Listen, they want to be the prettiest ones there, and if you have a bunch of shrimp shells, they're not.
Yeah. So just don't tell me what to do. How about that? Sound good? Okay, yeah. How about that? How about you just don't tell me what to do? Okay? Oh, you want me to stack something? Really, bitch? Okay, yeah. How about you calm down? And go back to just being a silent whore that stands right there. And if you say another goddamn name, I swear to God, I'm going to cut off your face and turn it into a boob muffin. All right?
She's like, Chad. Goddamn it, you said a name.
I've made the rocks on the table spell HR. Hopefully Hannah will get the hint.
So now it's time to work on the nudie cake, and the crew is getting into shirts that have like naked bodies on them, and I'm like, oh, I'm not gonna wear that. So what's next? You maybe put on a romper. sorry, that's my little political comment about all the ridiculousness about people reacting about rompims.
What is that now? Rompims?
Oh, that there was a Kickstarter for this new like male romper, and it's like a bunch of guys and male rompers, and people are like, real men don't wear rompers, and was like, please, like, unless you're gay, you can't be wearing a romper. I'm like, Jesus, people, calm down. It's a romper. If you want to wear it, wear it.
Yeah, you'll all be okay.
It's not the end of masculinity, Jesus.
Yeah, and also, if you ever play strip golf, it'll make it much easier to lose because you only have one piece of to take off. Don't you learn anything from Bravo people?
And don't complain about a romp him and then wax your eyebrows, okay?
Yeah, exactly. You mean Chef Adam?
Dis.
Where is he storing his meth? I always wonder about that on those boats. Like, do they not have dogs that pass by here? Because he's still bloodshot, and I don't even know how he's seeing out of his eyes. They're like these little tiny – it's like two little needles were poked in them.
He's probably storing them at the anchor watch place because no one's there. So so the nudie cake is happening, et cetera, and then everyone's noticing that the boat is moving. Even, like, Mr. Skin's like, hey, I think the boat's moving, but no one's watching. And
Sammy's like, oh, yeah, that's just a little wind. It gets a little grumpy. You know, when the wind doesn't have its own bedroom with soundproofing and a water machine to keep it tired.
Oh, well, you know, the yacht's just taking a nap and turning over in bed. That's all. So Bobby, meanwhile, downstairs, as we should mention, is totally perving out to Mr. Skin. He's like, oh, look at the girls. Look at our nudie pics. And I don't know. Like, normally, if it was anyone else, I'd be like, yeah, cool. But with Bobby, it just bothers me.
It's Sandra Bullock's face with D cups. And then he's like rubbing his dick. Those two, please tell me they didn't masturbate, because they sat there in their bunks looking at that for a long time. And Bobby kept like wiping the spit that was coming off of his face.
I mean, how do you think they got the fondant on those booby cakes?
Oh, gross. Yeah, that was a weak fondant, right? Can we talk about that? Okay, we'll get there. So Sandy's talking. Sandy's talking to the guests, and she's like, so how did you guys get your jobs? And one girl's like, lots of drugs. Just kidding.
She's like, monster.com.
I love it. And Sandy's like, okay, well, you know, this has been such a pleasure. I'm going to go right now to the internet, and I'm going to use my hand to pleasure myself while I update myself on what's happening with the Trump administration. Okay, so thanks, everybody.
Hannah, could I get one of those nipple cakes to go? Thanks.
So dessert, and the chef is stressing out on his fondant.
Yes. There was really not much more to that. He's like, turns out making a fondant nipple is harder than you think. So they're like making fondant boobies, and it's taking a long time, but it's okay because the Naked News talent climbs onto the Lazy Susan and starts basically posing with, you know, just doing like weird naked, semi, not really naked. They were just doing yoga poses, but flashing everyone at the same time. So I was like, you know, everyone was happy.
That whore on a Lazy Susan was killing me. They just kept spinning her around on the Lazy Susan. So good.
Lauren was downstairs, you know, steaming the outfits with her tears. She just like cry on them and then iron her tears in to get rid of the wrinkles. Then she Lauren, there is a scene with Lauren here because she calls her dad and she's like, I feel so alone.
I share everything with my dad. I mean, what you can share with your dad. Like, he doesn't know that I blew Bobby, but he knows that, like, I know Bobby. I mean, he knows that I know a guy. Like, he knows I went out. Well, I didn't tell him I went out, but, you know, he knows I have a job and he knows I have to go out. I don't even know what to tell him anymore. Is this my dad? Who is this? Dad? Dad, I'm upset.
He's like, okay, well, great. Thanks for calling.
Hey, and next time, just remember that I'm your dad and not Ben, because that last FaceTime was really awkward. Got to make sure you press the right number in your contacts, daughter.
I was wondering if you were digging for loose change or what you were doing over there. It took me about 5 minutes to realize what I was looking at, and I'm not pleased, Missy.
Honey, sweetie, you're ironing the phone again. I can't see you.
Oh, sorry, Dad. It's just instinct.
So Bugsy and Hannah have like some private time while Hannah's smoking.
It's nice.
And Hannah's like, honey. And you can tell when Hannah's had a couple of drinks on the boat because she really does turn into like the nicest drunk ever. She's like, honey, come on over here and sit with me. I'm blown away by you. I'm so surprised.
Yeah, they had a nice moment and Bugs is like, ooh. And Hannah starts sharing that she actually lost a brother, which is now the second like childhood sibling death on Bravo this week. And really the third, if you count the Bachelor story too. I'm like, oh my God, reality TV is killing me this week.
Yeah, it's a lot of dead people. It's like the TV streets are littered with them, guys. Like, Stop dying, everybody.
Like dying children. I'm like, oh, like how many times is TV going to make me cry this week? It's not fair.
Yeah. Hey, you guys, do us a favor. Don't die. It's so sad. Just keep that in mind. So Hannah's like, well, would you like to talk about would you like to talk about your feelings? And Bugsy's like, Will McGrant! Well, my cigarette's up. All right, then. See you tomorrow. Good talk.
She's like, I don't know if I should be there for my grandma. She's like, I know. Lauren's totally annoying too. Okay, I'll talk to you later.
So, anchor drama.
Dun, 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 dun,
drama.
So, so the next morning, it's the sun rises, and the good news is that Lauren is still sad. I'm just gonna iron again today. So Lauren is sad, and Malia's like, you know what? I was up all night not watching that anchor, and I am so tired. Thank God today all we have to do is pull up our perfectly fine anchor and go into port and get rid of these people. It'll be so easy, and then I can hang out with my homies, the fish. So she's like, all right, let's bring up this anchor. Should be super simple. I'm sure they're not tangled at all. I'm sure all that spinning in the boat last night was just my head from being drunk off of tempeh fumes.
Off of those tiny little bottles I found in Hannah's suitcase.
She is an alcoholic, I hear.
So the anchors are now tangled together. The boat has just been basically turning around and around in circles and nobody's noticed.
Yeah. And it comes up and they're like, oh, looks like we've got a kink in the chain. I'm like, a kink in the chain? It was like a bird's nest.
Yeah.
And they pull up this mess of these two chains, these two chains of anchors that come up and they're all gnarled together, and they cut to the Mr. Skin people, and they're like, this is a beautiful way to start the day.
I have never slept so well until I ate one of those tit muffins. Thanks, guys.
Was it a plant-based tit cake?
Oh, my God. This is plant-based heaven.
So they're all anchor drama, and then it cuts to Captain Santee, and she's like, the anchor, it's like a tangled necklace. You just have to play with it and turn it and then play with it, and then it'll untangle.
And then you take a nice good nap after all that hard work.
Calm ass Captain Santee about everything.
She's amazing. She's like, I mean, I know these girls know something about necklaces, but maybe just the pearl kind. You know what I'm saying? That was a little joke for you producers over there. Okay, maybe it's time for a nap.
Was I watching too much Mr. Skin? Did you notice, by the way, in the shots where they're like, look, someone's waking up. Someone's masturbating. Someone's washing a window. During that part, they showed Captain Santee on the internet looking at Mr. Skin.
Yes.
I said I would do it.
I said.
Guess who's not a liar? Her name is Captain Santee.
He's a gentleman, and I will always refer to him as Mr. Skin and not by his proper name, Emmanuel. So now it's been 90 minutes of dealing with this anchor, and things are getting stressful. I'm actually starting. I get easily stressed, and I was very stressed. And Bobby is also getting stressed because he's Bobby, because they woke him up and everything. And so Sandy's putting her head through that porthole, it's like one of those, not the gallows, those things that they used to put people in the 1820s,
No, that's Anna. Sandy's up on the top hanging off the side of the boat.
That's what I meant, Sandy.
And Hannah's little face is coming out of the porthole going, oh, no, oh, Lord.
But Santee at one point pokes her head through that little hole thing, and Bobby's like, I wouldn't put your head in there. And then he goes, you know nothing.
Bobby's like, yeah, there's 20,000 tons of whatever coming. You lose a finger, lose a hand. She's like, oh, God, Bobby.
Sandy's like, this is what you get for waking up Bobby early. He didn't get his full 8 hours. What am I telling you, people?
So... now it's 2 hours. Now 2 hours in this anchor drama, and Bobby continues to freak out. And Sandy's like, okay, so I'm going to pull this thing, and you know what? You can stand back if you're afraid. Just,
everyone's under a lot of stress. Just take a breath.
And Bobby's like, oh, I can't believe she said I'd be afraid. Like, I'd be scared on Bobby.
So now she's taunting me? Like, she just said I was going to be afraid. So now she's taunting me? Mom.
I just got screwed over by the captain.
Okay, put that woman on the phone. I'm gonna show her how to hug my Bobby like this with your hands up in the air.
Bugsy's like, we like got nothing left to do, so I might as well go stick something. And Adam's like, oh, charter from hell, all the stacking.
Would you like me to shape some radishes into apples?
Shut up, you dumb bitch. Get out of my kitchen.
Maybe you could use it to squeeze a lemon.
Oh, that's actually a good idea. I knew your stupid face was good for something.
Well, I resent it, but I'll keep it on the inside and let it come out later.
Why am I still looking at you?
Should I mention now that my grandmother just... I don't care. But my grandma...
Fondant.
Literally, my boner could not be less of a boner right now. I have an inverted boner, okay? You just made my dick hit the back of my spine, and my back hurts now. You stupid bitch, get out of my kitchen. Do not call anybody by their names.
She's like, these fucking assholes on this boat, these fucking assholes, I'm going to kill them all someday. I'm going to kill them all real, real good.
Bugsy.
Okay, so what happened next?
So now it's 4 hours into this thing, and Wiz gets in the water, and it's like, oh no, Wiz is in the water, and Malia's like, the last thing I want is for Wiz to get hurt. I mean, not that I would ever do anything romantic with him, I just don't want him to get hurt.
And Wiz is like, this reminds me of the time I went swimming in a lake without a t-shirt on. My dad almost had a heart attack. That was good times.
So then they... Mr. Skin makes the best time of makes the most use of this downtime. It's like, let's do another news segment. So they're the Naked News, like all good news organizations, presses on during the hardest of times.
Have they ever even talked about the news? They're like,
yeah, now I'm sitting down on a chair. Thanks for listening to the news.
Like, it's not news. They're like,
I'm walking down a hallway, and this is me with the news.
So now it's like 5.5 hours late because they have to go still like 2 hours to get to port, and they haven't moved at all. And I'm 5.5 hours late. Then it's 6 hours late, and I'm fully stressed.
The captain is hanging over the boat going, all right, now you see the thing on the right? Now get the thing on the right and then go whoop, and then maybe like shake it. And then imagine that you've just been at prom. It's been a long night, and your hair's caught in it. And then shake your hair. Then maybe shimmy your shoulder a little bit. And then, boom, it'll come undone. And there, Max is like, what? Could you say that again? She's like, all right, gosh.
She's like, all right, now, Wiz, while you're down there, while you're untangling the anchor, if you happen to see a Branzino swim by, try to catch it. We can have that for dinner.
Not me, mates.
Wiz, get the Branzino. But I'm almost done with the anchor. Branzino.
So in the meantime, the chef's like, well, I've got some canned artichokes. So I'll give the tit lady some. So he sends up artichokes. And that's when the bimbo's like,
oh, my God. This lemon that's on top. Whoa, lemon on top. This is plant-based paradise.
Meanwhile, she's on a yacht whose, you know, gas is probably killing thousands of fish while they're sitting there stalled out in Croatia.
Meanwhile, silicone is like going to cause cancer in all the drafts in the world or whatever.
So eventually they just get a taxi to come, some shitty water taxi to come and save these people. And Mr. Skin actually gives a really lovely, you know, goodbye, a valedictory speech. He's like, you know, I just want to say thank you to the deck crew. They did a wonderful job tangling up those anchors. And to the stews, man, when you came out with those shirts, ha! That was amazing. And Captain Sandy, what a babe you are. Thanks for giving me that extra click last night. And to everyone, I just want to say, we had a skin-tastic time.
The
last thing you want to hear.
Hashtag Bugsy's like, Mr. Skin.
Bugsy's just like groaning, grinding her teeth like, I can't believe I'm missing my grand's funeral for this shit. Oh, goodbye. Have a great time. Lovely having you.
So Wes is still on
that. Wait. The other thing is, I love that. As soon as they're off, Sandy just goes, all right, whoever needs to eat, go grab a nibble. She's so nice.
Don't forget to wash your hands. Listen, the sign says employees wash hands. We're not employees or employers. We're a team. So I've changed that to say teammates wash hands.
And just remember, there's no I in team, and there's no I in a not washed hand.
But there is a Sandy in Greece. And I expect you all to be up for the sing-along we're going to have after nap time.
Okay, so let's just, like, hang out. We got time now. Who cares about that anchor, right?
Guys, let's get to know each other. I want you to tell me what everyone was asking Sandy to tell them. Tell me more. Tell me more. Like, does he drive a car? All right, who wants to start?
So stupid.
Look at me. I'm Captain Sandy.
So now now it's getting to the point where it's like, are they going to cut the anchor chain? Which if they cut the anchor chain, it's like an emergency thing. And it's a problem because then they'll be out of business for the rest of the season, which means there'll be no show because it's illegal to go into port without an anchor. Which is funny because they just got rid of a whole bunch of anchors. Naked News callback. So then Bugs gets on the phone with her mom. And it's real. Sorry, so stupid. I'm like loopy. Bugs has like a really nice call with her mom. I actually really feel bad for Bugs that she has to not only go through this, but she has to go through it with a bunch of idiots on board and a broken anchor.
And then Lauren comes up to her and she's like, Bugsy, I'm really sorry because I'm totally being a pussy. And like, I know what you're going through. And I know this, like, what I'm going through is like nothing what you're going compared to you. But like, I'm trying my best to keep it to myself, but I'm not really doing a good job. And then, Bugsy, my grand just died. Oh, damn it. I'm going to be alone with the iron. Okay, anyway.
Bugs is like, I'm sorry. Who are you? Are you actually on this show, too?
Gran's still dead. Please give me a moment. Okay.
In honor of your gran, I'm going to iron this shirt 3 times over.
Now, if anybody was really listening to the energy of the world last night, I think we all heard Captain, what's his face, real Captain, Captain from
Lee,
Captain Lee. I think we all heard Captain Lee slam down a PBR into his coffee table and scream, "What the heck is going on over there? What kind of rules is this idiot following? You allow him the vote and then ruin a boat? Like, these ladies, what the heck are they thinking?" Because Malia says, "Can I go swimming?" And Sandy's like, "Oh, yeah, I don't mind if people swim." I just heard slam, and then the captain went on like a Shakespearean monologue as told by Snerdly or whatever.
He's like, "It's one thing to mess up the goddamn anchor, and then you let the stews go goddamn swimming without even cleaning the goddamn windows. I can't even see through them. Oh, this goddamn yacht, this goddamn Croatia. It's not even a real country.
It's like the Titanic, but at least the Titanic had clean windows. Can't even compare you to them. You don't even know like a goddamn iceberg.
Like a third-rate Lusitania, best."
So then, now we're like an hour 8 of the anchor drama. This is the biggest anchor drama of all time, and I have to admit I'm like very invested. Because that they're not going to cut the anchor, but how are they going to undo it? That's crazy. 8 hours working on that anchor. I mean, what a nightmare.
I'm sure. Whenever these scenes happen, I'm like, "Yay, thank you." I go put something in the microwave, or like put my head out for a cigarette. You know, stick back my living room, whatever. I'm like anchor drama. I cannot be watching people work. It's exhausting.
Well, I was very into it. And we left with a cliffhanger. Will they ever untangle their anchor? Will they ever? Some good old-fashioned chain drama on Bravo.
Next time.
We'll see. Next time. On Below Deck, we still don't know how to do anchors. In the Mediterranean.
Oh. Everybody, thank you so much for listening. We love ya. Tomorrow is Real Housewives of New York City, and it's going to be a doozy. We haven't seen it, but I'm sure it will be.
It will be a doozy.
We'll talk to you next time, everybody.
Bye, everyone. Bye.